Everyone, thanks for tuning in to Walking in Power. And I just want to talk today about growth. Growth is one of those words that we hear a lot in culture today where you want to see growth in a certain area of your life. And so when we think about growth in the culture, we think about there's an area of your life that isn't quite where it needs to be, or maybe there's this idea that you're not fully hitting the marks that you want. But I want to talk about this idea of growth, and we often want growth to come quickly and smoothly, but when I think about growth in terms of the way that God would desire it, there's a slow growth that takes place in our spiritual walk with Him. Now, we could grow in leadership, we can grow in just physical strength or whatever that might lead to, physical health, lots of different areas, but the idea of spiritual growth typically happens over a period of time. Some of the wisest people I know never just woke up one day and they just had this wisdom. It was something that was compounded over time. It was disciplines. It was learning how to trust God. It was learning how to lean in to His word when it was hard. And there's a richness and a depth that comes to with their spiritual growth. And so I want to just highlight this scripture in Luke chapter 2, verse 40. It says, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with both men and God. And I want to just talk about those three of just growing in wisdom, growing in stature, and growing in favor. I've talked about it before, but I just want to just pull back for a moment. I think we all want to make sure that we are growing in the right areas. You know, many times I think it's a difficult balance in leadership or in our faith where we, in leadership, sometimes we want to grow so much. But in a natural space, not everything that grows is healthy, right? There's, if you're an adult and you're done growing, but you started growing, 10 more inches as a, 40-year-old or a 50-year-old, there'd be something wrong. Or if there's a growth on your body that's not supposed to be there, that would be something that has to be looked at by a professional. So this idea, sometimes we get so addicted to the idea of growth that we're not asking ourselves, is this healthy? All growth that comes from God is healthy. It's meant for you. And sometimes the growing takes a long period of time, so if it happens quickly or not. But get this idea in your mind when we talk about your wisdom, stature, and favor, that these things happen typically slowly, and they're always worth it. When I think about the wisdom that comes from God doesn't come from just saying, well, I've read something and I've retained it and now I got it. But wisdom from God is something that you take and you receive, but then you apply it to your life. And the wisdom is not saying, well, I applied it once and it didn't work. But the wisdom is to say, I know this is the way, the truth, and the life, as the word says, and I'm going to continue in that way. You have to have a great level of discipline to learn how to trust God, even when it doesn't feel like things are going your way, because we feel like I have to know before I commit, but that's not wisdom. When wisdom is saying, Lord, I'm gonna lean into your ways. It may not make sense to other people, but I'm gonna stand true to what your word says. Do you operate in wisdom or do you operate in experience? You'd love to have both, but I think wisdom is knowing when to do certain things and when to operate just from experience. So ask yourself that today, as you grow in wisdom, as Jesus did, are you growing in the right things? The second thing is stature. For Jesus to grow in these areas, right, we should be growing as well. So when I think about the stature that we can grow in and develop, what is it about your life? What are you really building your life upon? Are you a person that has character, good habits and healthy habits? Are you someone that says, when people look at my life, there's an element of me that people can say, man, they are operating at such an efficient level, or they are operating in a spirit of excellence. They are someone who really means what they say because they are a person who's dedicated to their stature, their being of who they are. Jesus, when he walked this earth, there was never a question of, is he really about this life and that he is the Son of God? He lived his life in a way that people knew that he meant business. And in your faith, in our lives, are we those types of people that we take our faith serious, that we're not just saying, well, it works for me when it works for me and it doesn't when it doesn't? It's not, having faith in the Bible, it's not just a leadership book, or it's not just something to get through tough times or something to pull from, but it's much more than that. It's really this transformation of our lives. And so when we understand that, the Bible really begins to help us in our stature and what we're building and who we're becoming. And that's an amazing journey to be on. And when you look at the aspect of your growth over time, right? You didn't, there's certain things in your life that you just didn't operate in when you were 12, 13, 14, right? Some of the things came through time. Some of the things came through experience. So always trust God, right? In these moments where you are looking to build who you are and how you operate in this life. And then I think the, you know, the last one, we're talking about, you know, wisdom, stature and favor with men and God. There's no better place to be than to be living your life saying, God, I'm going to honor you, but also I'm going to, you know, honor the people that are around me through your word. And when you think about it that way, when you have favor with men and God, I mean, it's like this great 1-2 punch that wherever you go, God is with you. But then whoever you're with, they're encouraging you, or there you have favor with these people. Now, think about it this way. If you were at a big sporting event and you knew the owner of the team and you were able to say, well, hey, I know the owner, have favor with them, and they're going to let me, you know, sit on the sidelines, or they're going to let me sit the front row, whatever that might be, or I might get to meet some of the players because you have that access, you have that favor with someone. And sometimes favor, it's unique that you can meet someone and just someone takes to you and someone says, hey, man, there's something about you, man, I want you around me. And I think that's what God does in our lives. And there's times we feel, I don't feel like I earned to be in this room. I don't feel like I earned to be around these people. But that's what God's favor will do upon your life when you begin to be in different spaces and people just pull you in. But it's not just for your own sake, but it's for the people that are around you that you can pour into, that you would grow in the area of favor. And I think you do that when you line yourself up with God's word, because when you're lined up, it's a lot easier to bless you than if you always have being brought center. So listen, I encourage you to think about growth in your life and your spiritual journey. What are the areas that you can think about that say, I need to improve in this area, or I need growth in this area? Because God is faithful to help us. Even when it's hard, even when it's difficult, even if we feel like we're not seeing the growth that we want to right away, God is faithful to do it in our lives. So listen, I hope you have an amazing week. I hope you are able just to shut this video off, or wherever you are, think about, hey, what are the areas that I need to grow in? What are the areas I need to have some wisdom, growth in wisdom, growth in my stature, and growth in favor? Now, the last one, you have to get the first two before you can get that last one. Sometimes we just want the favor, but you say, Lord, I need wisdom. I need the stature of who I am, the character, who the integrity of a part of me. When I have those things, the favor of God is going to be upon my life. So, hey, blessings as you guys go throughout this week. May you give God your very best. And I assure you, you are going to get closer and closer to him. And when you get closer and closer to him, you're going to learn so many different things about yourself and your relationship with him. So, hey, have a great week.